For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
So guess what, Conan?
What up?
K100 with Conan and Disco is brought to you by Get Blitzed again. So Get Blitzed was created by Mickey Ray Sinatra from Mo Thugs, plus Courtney, the brains of the operation. The big product here, the number one seller, is their nano-infused THC syrup. This is the real deal THC, not the garbage they sell in the gas stations, which in the gas stations stuff is garbage. It is super potent, like THC on steroids. Has a 5 to 15 minute onset with as little as a teaspoon, and it works like alcohol but with no hangover. You can take the teaspoon by itself, or you can mix it with water or soda, whatever you want. You got flavors like cherry and grape, and both are delicious either way. So if you go to getblitz.com, that's GETBLITZED.com, and use the code K100, you get 15% off. Now I've tried this, and it comes perfect as advertised. Nice little comfortable buzz, quick onset, you know, you don't need a lot of it, and it tastes delicious. So if you're looking to up your game and avoid low-quality imitations with shady ingredients, check out Get Blitzed now at getblitzed.com and use our code K100 to get 15% off. Order, enjoy, and let us know on Twitter or at k100questions@gmail.com how your experience was. That's 50% off with the code K100 at GET-BLITZED.com. Awesome product.
Okay, real quick, because we try everything on this show. Did you try it yet, Joe?
Well, I tried it before they were a sponsor, but the ones that Mickey just sent me, I tried this week, two nights. I used a little, I actually just
what
filled
flavor?
Up cherry, and I actually just filled up the cap and I put it in with like Coke or Cherry Coke, and it tastes good. There's nothing medicine-y about it or whatever. It tastes good. I had a nice little buzz after 10 minutes and then I slept really well. So, I mean, no complaints
at
all.
So let me tell you what my experience was. When I did mine and I did a tablespoon put another tablespoon. I actually had the first one with orange juice and the second one with some vodka. The second one, bro, kicked in really nice. What I liked about it, it wasn't a hard buzz, and it, you know, so the nice little buzz, which you can keep kicking in by using more. Very, very, very nice. Highly recommended.
So that's 15% off with the code K100 at getblitz.com, GETBLITZED.com.
Yo, get blitzed at getblitz.com. Boom. Another episode of K100 Sports. We always like to kick it off with a little bit of college football. I think there was only one big game this week, right?
Well, we're getting down. A lot of teams have played the regular season, so we're just getting down to the nitty gritty here, which is basically. So here's the standings. Okay, so you have, you know, and the funny thing about it is, like, you know, we have to play these games out, and then we'll know where these people stand for the rankings for the BCS. But trying to like, there's no way Michigan and Ohio State are going to be in the BCS at the both of them because they have to play each other. Okay.
Right. So in the Big Ten. Right. What is it called?
The Big Ten. Okay. So basically, Florida State just lost their quarterback, but their backup quarterback, I don't think it's as bad as people are saying. They got to beat Florida this week,
man,
and they got to beat Louisville.
That's a tough position to be in, though.
Yeah. And they got to beat Louisville in the ACC championship game, and they'll be undefeated, and they'll probably get in. All right, so that's the ACC portion.
If they beat Louisville.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
if they,
a good
of course.
Team.
If they win the two games, they're more
all
likely
right.
in.
All right.
So Texas needs some help. They obviously need FSU to lose one of those games because they have one loss. They're playing Texas Tech this week, which is a traditional rival for them. And then they're going to play in the Big 12 championship game against either Oklahoma State or Oklahoma. Okay, I think Kansas State might still be in the mix there too, but it looks like it's going to be Oklahoma State because they got a pretty easy game. So it's probably going to be Oklahoma State and Texas, and Texas has to just make sure they don't, you know, they win out, and they'll be 12-1. Okay, in the Big Ten, it's pretty clear cut. The winner of the Ohio State Michigan game just has to beat Iowa in the Big Ten championship game, and they're in, and the loser is out. So that's cut and dry. And they play is that game tomorrow or Saturday? I think it's Saturday, but that's obviously the game of the year this year. Two highest ranked teams playing each other this year. So number two versus number three. So it's the game of the year so far. And the SEC is pretty cut and dry. I doubt Georgia is going to get beat by Georgia Tech this week, even though they're 24-point favorite. But the SEC championship game is already set. Nobody can play in it besides Georgia and Alabama. The winner of that game, even if Alabama has one loss, they'll go. And Georgia, if they lose that game, okay, would have to have some help from other conferences where conference champions or, you know, teams are losing or two lost teams get in, you know, win their conference championships in these other games, right? The Pac-12 to me is the most interesting because it's Washington against Oregon again, and Oregon's playing better. So that could be very interesting. I think that'll be a quality win for Oregon. So we just have to wait
plus,
and see what happens
if,
here.
Plus, if they win that game, Bo Nix is probably the Heisman Trophy winner.
Right.
Let me just say it's kind of sad because for many, many years, Disco, you know, like West Coast football wasn't that good. It was just like USC and, you know, UCLA and maybe Stanford. And now, you know, the Pac-12, which is kind of sad because in the summer it kind of collapsed and there's only two teams that are going to stay, Oregon State and Washington State. But, bro, all these games out here between Washington and Oregon and Utah State have been great. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, they've been flexing lately, and I saw the game between Washington and Oregon State. Did you see that?
Some of it, yeah.
Yeah. It was raining. You know, Michael Penix threw for two touchdowns, and, you know, they kept their team undefeated against a number 10 team, Oregon State. There's so much talent in the Pac-12. There's this guy, I don't know if you saw him in the game, Rome Odunze.
I didn't notice.
Yeah, he caught seven passes. He's going to be good in the pros. He's like pro ready right now. Just a good game. And I think the Heisman Trophy is going to run down between four quarterbacks, Jaden Danielson of LSU. I think Caleb is out of the running, right? Caleb Williams.
Right.
But it's going to be Bo Nix, Michael Penix, and what's this fucking guy's name? It's another quarterback. Oh, the guy from LSU, Jaden Danielson. So you want to get into the NFL?
Yeah. Last week, two interesting.
Can I tell you something that I read before we got on the show?
Go ahead.
Well, they have $1 billion worth of talent, quarterback talent that's on the shelf. Deshaun Watson, listen to this, $230 million. Burrow makes $275 million. Rodgers makes $150 million. Jones makes $160
million. Yeah, and that's the outlier there. He stinks compared to those other guys.
Yeah, right. And Kirk Cousins makes $84 million. And Carr, $150 million. That's $1 billion worth of quarterbacks out. How wild is that when the quarterback is so protected?
Well, that's why they're trying that's why they've always tried to protect the quarterback, is because you look at those numbers and you're like, you know, these owners got $1 billion worth of talent that's not even on the field. So it's a huge financial liability.
Because it's the most important guy on the field, right?
Right. Yeah. So last week, of course, the Eagles-Chiefs game we talked about in one of the reviews for the show, massive numbers. For viewership,
Almost 30 years.
Exactly the type of game I thought it'd be. Both these teams, everybody thinks their offenses are very sexy, but both
you
of these
said
teams
that you actually teams. you actually predicted that.
Predicted like even the score. I said it'd be like a 21-17 thing. I think I said
something like that.
Because both of these teams are their defense is tremendously. You know, their defense is the focus of these teams. It's not the offense. The offense
both
kind of
are great defenses, right? Kansas City known for their offense. No longer, bro. They've been like, this is the third straight game they get shut out in the second half. Bro, that's Kansas City. Wow. Right.
So
bro, how brutal is it when he threw that pass to that Valdez Scantling guy all alone, less than 2 minutes left game. And there were a lot of drop passes. Bro, they losing Tyreek Hill and some of their other receivers really hurt.
Right.
Because the only guy and he gets triple teamed that he can count on is Kelsey.
So the week started off with Joe Burrow going down against the Ravens. Ravens beat the Bengals pretty good. That whole division is Lamar Jackson is the only decent quarterback left, and all those teams have winning records.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Which is interesting.
Very interesting.
Conan, guess what?
What up?
Fresh ball falls upon us, and you need to be in the festive spirit. Light a candle, get some pumpkin spice, and make sure your balls look nice. With the sponsors of today's show, guess who they are? Manscaped. So nature may clear the leaves of their trees, but you'll need Manscaped's help to get you ready for the sweater weather. Get your pants puppies prepared for cupping season with a trim as refreshing as a fall breeze by going to manscaped.com and using code K100 for 20% off plus free shipping. So it's getting chilly outside, so it's time for flannels and cozy socks. But we can't forget to trim your balls, okay? You've heard of them. I mean, a lot of our listeners, you know this is one of our favorite sponsors. But it's time for them to join the ones that haven't. It's time for them to join the 9 million men worldwide using Manscaped and get the kit that covers it all. The Performance Package 4.0. It's all you need. It starts with the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer with advanced skin-safe technology that reduces nicks and cuts to make raking the leaves a lot less painful. Plus, the lawnmower, it has a 7,000 RPM motor, a multifunction on-off switch that can engage a travel lock, and a built-in 4,000K LED spotlight to help you see your parts of your body you haven't looked at in years. So once you've cleared the driveway, the Performance Package comes in hot with products to cool you down. The Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant, I know Joe uses that and probably has to sleep with his wife.
Damn
and the
right.
Crop Reviver Ball Spray Toner, one to prevent stink and one to clear it up. And with a soothing aloe vera formula, move over pumpkin spice, fresh balls, and the smell of the season. So the Performance Package 4.0 caps off with two free gifts. Now, I'm not lying. The Manscaped boxers are the most comfortable boxers you'll ever wear. I mean, Cody, how many pairs you got? I've got like four pairs of these.
A lot. Wearing them all the time. No, yeah. I got like 10. Yeah.
Yeah, and the Shed Travel Bag. And it's a pretty cool bag to travel with. Perfect size. Got to put all the things in there. And that's one to hold your Manscaped goodies and one to hold your man goodies. So bring in the fall right and get 20% off and free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off. It's a great deal with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code K100. As the leaves fall, make sure you have it all with Manscaped.
The great thing about this, even though they say it's for your nether regions, you can use it on your arms, your legs, your chest, under your arms, your head. Obviously, use a different one. And, you know, it comes with all sorts of deodorants and crop preservers. Joe used to suffer from swamp ass until he started to use the crop preserver. And
Life
now
saver.
He smells halfway decent.
Yeah.
This is a must-have. So check it out. All three of us use it. All three of us swear by it. Stay groomed. Go to manscaped.com. Boom.
This was my most interesting game, I thought, this year, is that all of a sudden, they were completely, they sucked for, they had, after 5 weeks, okay, the Denver Broncos defense had the worst defensive metrics numbers in the history of the NFL for team over a five-game stretch. Remember they gave up 70 to the Dolphins, and right. Bro, they were horrible. Bro, and I'm just, all of a sudden now.
They won three in a row, right?
And it just shows you the value of hiring a good coach. Sean Payton is right at the ship. They're 500 now and in the mix for a wild card spot.
Yeah.
And like that, they're only two games behind the Chiefs for that division. And they played them twice. They beat them once. Okay. So the Chiefs don't own any tiebreakers. If the Chiefs fall off here, you know, bro, the Broncos are hot right now. That's an interesting team to watch because their defense is playing a lot better. And Russell Wilson is having a quietly decent year. So, you know, and of course, San Francisco and the NFC.
Well, let me just say this real quick. Here's another team that's doing really good. I couldn't believe this, bro, but that the Detroit Lions have their best record since 1962.
Yeah. But then they got clobbered today. Packers clobbered the day at home. So,
yeah.
That's interesting. So this week, there's a lot of interesting games, actually, because, like, you know, remember we talked about how we find teams that are 500, two teams above 500 playing each other, right?
Right.
This week, we only have two games again, but a lot of these games are very interesting. Okay. So let's start off and tell you why these games are interesting. Saints and Falcons. Okay. The Saints are 5-5 and they lead that division. If the Falcons win that game, the Falcons will lead that division. They'll both be 5-6. Okay. The Steelers now have fired their offensive coordinator. Okay. They're playing the Bengals. The Bengals are 5-5, but Steelers are 6-4, only one game behind the Ravens. And playing good defense, but they've still been outgained in 10 straight games. It's unbelievable. And they're 6-4. It's just, you know, even though they lost this week, they're still in the mix. The Colts are in the mix for a wild card. They're playing the Buccaneers, who are also in the mix for a wild card. But my favorite game this week is for all of a sudden the NFC South. I bet $20 on this guy 2 weeks ago at 30-1 to win the NFL MVP. I've got Chris Stroud at 30-1 to win the NFL MVP. Okay, or the AFC MVP, and bro, they're one game behind the Jaguars, and they're playing them at home this week. If they win, they lead that division. If he wins that division, Patrick Mahomes ain't the MVP this year. That offense is not right. That great. Josh Allen's not the MVP this year. The Hurts' numbers aren't that great. bro, who looks like the MVP? Like, who looks like the most important player on a team right now?
Him.
Brother, their preseason win total was 6.5. They were supposed to go 6-11 this year, or 7-10. They're already 6-4, and the guy looks I think he leads the league in passing as a rookie. So that's an interesting game. The Broncos and the Browns are playing each other. That's going to be a low scoring slugfest, but they're in the mix.
Bro, listen to this on the Browns. The most passes that have been dropped this year is by the Browns, 26. Yeah. And you know who's second?
Who? Kansas City,
25.
Yeah. The Rams are back in the mix. They're 4-6 with Stafford back. And the Chiefs are playing at the Raiders this week. The Raiders still got good defense. They had a good showing last week in Miami. Everybody thought they were going to get blown out. But the Raiders play low scoring games.
That coach has turned things around.
Yeah. They play strong defense. They've been playing strong defense all year. It's just weird their offense can't get rolling when you have Davante Adams and Josh Jacobs on the field. So
could it be Aiden O'Connell?
I mean, he's not that great. I would have kept Jimmy Garoppolo in there. But the game of the week is the rejuvenated Bills.
What?
No, I was just going to add, because you're talking about the leaders in passing or whatever. Sam Howell is number one, 3,038 yards, and C.J. Stroud is second. And Howell's 23 and Stroud's 22. So
yeah,
two top players. Yeah, well, he's very young.
Yeah, and he leads the AFC. The Stroud does, right? So the Bills, the game of the week is the Bills and the Eagles. And I like the Bills in this game because they looked like they turned around last week because they beat and clobbered.
Where's the game at?
Is that at Philadelphia?
Right.
But bro, I just think Philadelphia's been like, they had a rough game on Monday night. You know, it's a good letdown spot for them. It's hard.
It's a
hard
match. It's a game they could have easily lost.
Right. So, those are the big games this week, but we'll see.
You know what? That's going to be a real good game because the Bills will be able to prove with this game if they're for real or not. They lose or get blown out, we know they're not for real.
Right.
Would you agree?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No? Okay.
I agree. Of course.
Let me throw in some extracurriculars before we get off to sports. Very happy. I'm sure you are too. My Bruins and your Knights started off like we did last year. Guns a-blazing in hockey, right? And we see Bedard is the real thing. And baseball, I just wanted to say that the Phillies, Joe's team, re-signed Aaron Nola for 7 years.
Because they saw that the Braves were interested in him.
That's great. How's your show? How's your Ohtani coming along? Do you still think the Braves can get him?
Have you heard about the Ohtani rule?
No.
Okay, so this is hysterical. Ohtani and his team have made it known that they do not want to know who they're talking to, what teams they're talking to, and if it leaks, that team is out. Okay.
Wow.
Which I think is bro. But think about how hysterical that is. Okay. Just one of two things. If you're the Yankees, okay, and you want Ohtani,
right,
and you hear that the Red Sox are talking to Ohtani, okay, why wouldn't you leak the story that
to get him heat?
Okay, but then again, also too, you could literally make up the story,
right,
to leak it to the press and think that it's just so silly, it's like so open for sabotage. You know, like the gamesmanship here is like you could definitely bury a team, especially rivals. If you want to like get Ohtani, like why would you want to just kibosh the other guy? Seems really weird.
That is a good point.
Looks the experts. I was just quickly looking up sports columnists. Everybody seems to think LA Dodgers, and it also says Ohtani will likely get a $600 million deal wherever he goes.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
First, they were talking about 500, now it's 600. Wait a minute. That's been our sports boom.
Joe, if you ever land a girl and want to procreate, you know what you need, right?
Hey, what do I need?
The Legacy Test Stack, of course.
Oh,
so listen to this customer testimony from Alec in Virginia, who gave us permission to read this on the air. This is from our friends at LegacySubs.com. I'm a father of one, which came with ease. We've been trying to have another kid for 3.5 years now. I tried multiple things, including fertility drugs, but with no luck. I've been using the Test X9 and T-Assist for a month now, and I went to the doctor and took a sperm sample. My count was at 80%, and it's never been anywhere close to that before. My wife took a pregnancy test 2 days later, and now she's pregnant. I don't know for sure if it's because of the products, but it's the only thing I've done differently, and all signs point to this being the key to my family's new expected child, and there are no words to express how much I appreciate that. I'm very particular about what supplements I use, but when I saw that Nick Aldis was behind this, I knew it had to be quality, so you have a loyal customer for life, unquote. I think that testimony says more than we ever could. So get your baby maker and go to LegacySupps.com and use the code K100 for 10% off your entire order. That's LegacySupps.com and the code K100 for 10% off. You got to give these products a try.
Yeah, and we get guys sending us pictures of weight that they've lost, people telling them that they use it when they got to study and concentrate. So they've been with us how long, Joe? 2 years?
A couple of years, yeah. And don't forget Jay Baca, who we had on our roundtable this week, longtime listener, is just an avid user of Legacy Subs. He came on, he looked a lot skinnier, and we found out what? He lost 70, 80 pounds down from, yeah, you know, 380 or whatever. He's trying to get down further, but that's an amazing amount of weight to lose, and he looks good.
Get all your nutrients, all your supplements. They also have a woman's line done by Mickey James. You can check that all out at LegacySupps.com. Boom.